In this bulletin, a Virgin Australia flight crew member tests positive to COVID-19. A two-week lockdown begins in Greater Sydney, Wollongong and the Central Coast. And in sport, Denmark advances to the quarterfinals of the 2020 European Championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalalam. Hundreds of aircraft passengers travelling along Australia's east coast could have been exposed to COVID-19 after a flight attendant tested positive to the virus. The Sydney-based flight crew member with Virgin Australia worked on several passenger flights in and out of the city. Virgin says the cabin crew member is a close contact of a positive case in Sydney, but didn't realise this and that the person could have been infectious while working on five flights on routes between Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne and the Gold Coast between 24 and 26 June. All of Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Central Coast and Wollongong are now beginning their first full day of lockdown restrictions to stop the latest outbreak of COVID-19. The two-week stay-at-home orders were extended yesterday as health officials admitted that too many infectious people had been moving around the community. New South Wales now has 82 active COVID cases, with 29 of them announced yesterday. The Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she wouldn't have put the state into lockdown unless she absolutely had to.
So there's two things going against us on this one. That is the fact that it's very difficult to geographically shut down various suburbs without people working and living having infected or transmitted the virus elsewhere. And secondly, the best advice I've had from health experts today is that the transmissibility is at least double previous variants that we've seen. And unfortunately, this variant is becoming the main variant. So those factors have led to the health advice that we've been given.
The Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, is calling on people to follow the rules. Regional New South Wales has also moved to tighter COVID restrictions. Viral fragments have been detected in sewerage wastewater in Bourke. More than 1,600 people in three states have been ordered into isolation after a man tested positive to the coronavirus at a mine in the Northern Territory. The man who worked at the Granites mine in Central Australia tested positive on Friday night after he was alerted that he may have caught the virus while in quarantine in a Brisbane hotel. The Northern Territory's Chief Health Officer Hugh Heggie says many of those fly-in and fly-out workers would have been moving around the community for some time.
I've engaged with all of my colleagues, the CHOs around the country and the Commonwealth CMO, to alert them to this, because this is significant in the sense of the time the person actually was infectious and then the time that people actually left the site and they may have been infected. That is yet to come.
It's believed the man was infectious from 18 to 24 June. New Zealand has suspended quarantine-free travel with all of Australia's states and territories for 3 days. The New Zealand government says the situation will be monitored closely and the decision would be reviewed on Monday. It says the pause will allow it to consider ways to make the travel bubble safer, such as the possible introduction of pre-departure testing for all flights from Australia to New Zealand. The Health Secretary of the United Kingdom, Matt Hancock, who has led the country's response to the coronavirus, has resigned. It happened just a day after he apologised for breaching social distancing rules with an aide with whom he was allegedly having an affair. UK Shadow Health Secretary Jonathan Ashworth says if Mr Hancock had stayed, lots of people wouldn't have followed the rules themselves.
Of course, it shouldn't have come to this. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, should have shown the guts, the spine, the judgment to have sacked him. You cannot have a health secretary breaking the rules in a pandemic when you need people to follow the rules. And I think this reveals the weakness, lack of leadership from Boris Johnson, that he didn't sack him. And if Number 10 are briefing tonight that this was Matt Hancock's decision, not Boris Johnson, I think that tells you even more so that Boris Johnson isn't cut out for the demands of leadership.
Sajid Javid, who was the UK Treasury chief earlier in Mr Johnson's government before resigning in February 2020, will replace Mr Hancock as health secretary. To sport now, in Denmark has advanced to the quarterfinals of the 2020 European Championship by beating Wales 4-0 in Amsterdam. It was the second match in a row that Denmark scored four times after beating Russia 4-1 to qualify for the round of 16 after losing its first two matches. Denmark is the first nation to score four or more goals in consecutive matches in the history of the European Championship. This Denmark supporter, David Vic Pedersen, couldn't be happier.
I think it was an old team. Good experience, and it was a team win. So I think all of the guys should be impressed with themselves, and they should be very proud.
The Danes will next play either the Netherlands or the Czech Republic in the quarterfinals in Baku on Saturday. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. Showers with a possible storm, 18 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 16. Melbourne, showers easing, 15 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 11. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 18. Newcastle, sunny, 18 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 21. Cairns, cloudy, 27 degrees. And Darwin, humid and sunny, 31 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.